Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles. I am Maureen Enner, your Northern California connection. 'Together we are your California connection.' It's been a while since I said that. Happy New Year to you, Bob. And we've been on break, on vacation for 2 weeks, like most of the entire world. Yeah, I had junk in the trunk all week, as I was saying. I wasn't moving very fast, but I got some energy today. I got out and got the dogs groomed and energy and run around, and so today I feel good. But the beginning of the week, yeah, I had some junk in the trunk. Yeah, and I was excited to be back with you guys, with our listeners. We are on Blog Talk Radio, starting the new year with Blog Talk Radio. We have a new publicist, Debbie Stacy. She's going to be working with us, and we have big plans for 2016, and I'm really excited, Bob. Yes, and we did a little video. It's on our Facebook page. For you, if anyone wants to go to our California Connection Facebook page, we did a little video of a look back of 2015, and you don't realize until you look back at that video how much we did and how much fun we had. The election is finally going to be this year. Can you believe it? It has been. It's been going on since 2012. Right, just like they did in 2012. Boy, has it been a week. I just got off the air with Clint Bellows in iHeartRadio and from Nebraska, and we talked for 40 minutes about the markets. I had to kind of go back to school yesterday and look up a few fundamentals and technicals. I follow the technicals because you write the technicals. I watched Fast Money this afternoon, and one of the calls was to buy Coca-Cola. Yeah, they called Coca-Cola as being one of the classic, solid conservative stocks, which I tend to agree. Mm-hmm. Ever. And it was down a little over 6%, but in the dollars, because people don't really, they don't understand 6%, doesn't sound like a big deal, right? But it was $1.7 trillion in paper. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't think about it that way. The unemployment number is, that's holiday temporary work. Yes. Well, do you know why? Well, no. I boycotted Macy's. Yeah, they said that there was 1,300 Macy's cards were sent back to him cut up after what he said about Donald Trump and pulling Donald Trump's brand. It was when Donald Trump had made the comment about when he first put his hat in for the, first threw his hat in for the election, and he said that Mexico is not sending their best. They're sending murderers. They're sending rapists. They're sending drug dealers. And everyone went crazy that, oh my God, all of the immigrants are rapists. And he pulled his line, Donald Trump's line. And actually, I went on quite a few national networks talking about my experience of survivor and that 80% of women are being raped coming over the southern border. And how dare he? Why doesn't Macy's set up a fund and help some of these women that have been raped? But Macy's has been suffering for quite a while. They took a hit in 08, and I don't think they've ever really recovered from that. Well, yeah, and not only that, well, Nordstrom was up today, JCPenney was up, and it's the online sales. It's just, And it's a lot when you're a hedge fund and you're out on the teeny bid. So, wait a minute. You mean Walmart pulled their ability to shop online? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. The first year that I did the most shopping online, and why didn't I do it sooner? Same thing. And for me, psychologically, I like to get into the spirit. I like to go out and see the stores. I like to hear the music. I like, you sort of kind of get the Christmas spirit. I guess I didn't care about it this year. I just got my. I mean, there were a few things I picked up at, at the stores, but the majority of the things, yeah, I ordered them online. Too. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. And not only that, I bought something and I needed to return it, and we're Amazon Prime customers, and boom, there's the label, it's free, send it back, no headache, no problem. Just, and 10 years ago, when I'd say 10 years ago, when online shopping really kind of started to become the thing, maybe 12 years ago, I'd say 10, 12 years ago, it was the shipping. You couldn't justify the shipping. It was like, okay, I love this sweater for $22, but it's $12 shipping. Okay, it's not worth it. Well, now the shipping is so competitive that why don't you just get it online? So, do you really think that the brick and mortar stores are going to be gone? Because even our large mall here that we go to, it was quite empty this Christmas. Yeah, they're going to go more by, I think, the way of a boutique store. Yeah. And I'll tell you, I've never gone to Amazon and not found what I'm looking for. Go to Amazon. Well, and you know, you've heard the drones are eventually going to deliver your Amazon within a couple of hours. And I've also heard Amazon's going to go into the grocery store business and they'll have your groceries delivered. Yes, I remember Webvan. I don't know. They're talking about it again, and I think they've learned a lot, and things have changed, and they are more sophisticated, and I think that they would be able to do it. If Safeway can do it, why can't they? Yeah, I don't. I have to touch my food, look at it. But you know, I have to say one thing. My husband bought me her name's Alexa. We have a lady that sleeps in our room with us. Her name's Alexa. Have you ever heard of this? It's from Amazon. It's the Amazon robot. I don't know what else to call her. I keep forgetting her name. I call her everything but Alexa, but I finally remember her name. So she's this little round tube that sits on his nightstand, and I say, "Alexa, turn off the Christmas tree lights." And the Christmas tree lights go off. And I say, "Alexa, turn on the porch light." "Alexa, turn off the porch light." "Alexa, turn off the bathroom light." "Turn on the kitchen light." "Turn off the living room light." She's talking right. I just thought she's talking right now. She hears me. I can hear her talking. Yeah. Suddenly all my lights are coming on and off. Called the Amazon. I don't know what it is. You know, my husband's a gadget, Mr. Gadget Man. And you know, I'm like, what is this stupid thing? How, what, why? And now I can't live without it. And we had more fun at, we had some Christmas parties, and then the kids were home, and you know, telling Alexa what to do, and I mean, literally. So now at night we say, "Alexa, play Beach Waves," and then we go to sleep every night to the, you know, to the beach, the waves playing. And you know, "Alexa, what's the score of the Notre Dame football game?" "Alexa, what's the temperature in San Francisco today?" It's just amazing. It's like Siri 10 times better. Yeah, so everything in our house is hooked up to Alexa. But sometimes she doesn't listen to me. Sometimes she only likes to listen to my husband. Sometimes I think I annoy her. You know, she probably likes my husband better. Well, Amazon. Oh, besides. I don't know. I'm always a Nordstrom's. I have a lot of Nord. I was always a big Nordstrom stockholder. Yeah, that's true. That's interesting. Are you calling a buy on UPS? Nah, I don't know. And they're busy all year because people are ordering online all year. It's not just Christmas. People don't order online just for Christmas. Well, you know, imagine the regulations on them. in the regulations they're paying just here in California. I don't know what the rest of the United States is, but can you imagine their regulation fees, their taxes, their EPA? I have a friend that owns their family. They own a trucking line, a large trucking line, and they're just getting eaten alive by what it costs, just their fees. Any rattlings on, have you heard anything about what the retail sales will be for the holiday season? Can't imagine. I really can't imagine a world without Macy's, even though I won't shop there anymore, but it goes by the way of Gimbel's and iMagnon's and Emporium Capwell, all of the stores that, Maaco, which was your Emporium Capwell, Target. And that was what we had. That was our Macy's, and that was our Emporium Capwell, and that was, it was just called, but they were all owned by the same company. But what store is always packed when we go to the mall? Apple Store. I mean, like they're giving things away. Hey, what about, I read today, what about AIG going under? That we bailed out. Did you read the article, though, that says they're in big trouble? But do you remember how crucial that was to make sure that AIG did not go under, because we would have really seen a serious collapse in our economy? Yeah, because that stock, I bought that stock at a dollar. No, I made a lot of money on that. I bought it at a dollar. Yeah, but that was a company that, and I remember the morning that was on the verge of going, and that was a scary, scary situation. Right, and credit default swaps became a household name. Who would have ever imagined that? Mm-mm. don't default. Exactly why you buy a bond. Well, I read one of, it wasn't your technical chart, but it was one on realmoney.com that Jim Cramer had posted on his site, who you obviously write for and work with, that they see the market going to 14 in the next couple of months. Which let's you and I both have never agreed that 1800 or 18 is not, it's not sustainable. There's nothing really holding it there. Kind of a lot of smoke and mirrors, right? Yeah. Right. Well, and that's why the banks, they were holding on to their money. The bank, it became harder to get a loan. They were much more conservative. Banks were stockpiling their cash. Exactly. Sorry. Which everybody ended up with a 600 because everybody lost their houses. Well, it was negative for quite a while. Yeah, we're roaring at a whole 2%. Yeah. There was so much pork in that bill. Well, I don't know. I don't know, but we have a caller. I'd like to, yeah, we have a caller online. So, you know what? Let's take it. What the heck? Hello, you're on with Bob and Maureen on California Connection.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? What's your name and what are you calling about?
Oh, my name is Blake. I am calling about the gun issue.
Okay, interesting. Tell us your feelings about it.
I think it's I don't think they should take away our guns.
Okay. And what state are you calling from? Oh, we lost our caller. Well, he got his point across. He doesn't think that they should take away our guns. And yeah. I did look up, that was it was a 757 area code, and that was from Norfolk, Virginia. So I'm not familiar with the gun laws in Virginia, but thank you, Blake, for calling in. Call in anytime. This is exciting. We never had callers before. Absolutely, absolutely. Speaking of the gun, that was another big issue this week. Obama is the best thing for gun sales. I mean, let's talk about what Smith and Wesson and some of the other gun manufacturers, their stock is going through the roof. He's the best spokesman. He should be a gun salesman, they said. He is, every time he opens his mouth about guns, gun sales. Black Friday saw the most background checks ever in recorded history to buy for purchases of guns. Did you see the, what did you think? Did you see the town hall meeting last night? Well, considering I can only stand 2 minutes of listening to him without getting sick to my stomach, I didn't watch it. I did, however, watch the clip of Tanya, the wife of the American sniper. I'm losing her last name. I'm drawing a blank. She got up and spoke very elegantly, and he was Taya Kyle. Yes. And she was excellent. She made an excellent point. And he was, very respectful to her. And another interesting one that I happened to look at a clip of was a young woman who was raped in her apartment in college in 2006. Somebody broke into her apartment, raped her. She went through a horrific trial, testified for 3 hours. He was put away for 24 years to life. And she told Obama that he has no right to not allow her to have a gun with her at all times. Now, okay, let's just say, let me just, you may not know this, Bob. I don't know if you're a gun owner. It's none of my, and you may not want to announce if you are or not, but if you're a legal gun owner here in California, you can carry your gun in your trunk in a box that is locked with the ammo in another box that is locked. You are, exactly. So if I'm driving down the street and somebody comes up to me and carjacks me, I have to say, wait, hold on a minute. I need to go to my trunk, unlock my box, get my gun. Then I have to unlock my other box that has my 10 magazine because you can't have any more than 10 rounds. And then I gotta snap my magazine in, and then I gotta tell you, get away from me. My car and my gun are gone, and my expensive purse. My husband's favorite thing is to go gun shopping. Yes. It's boring. Well, we have more power. My husband's a police officer, so he carries all the time, 24/7. He does not leave the house without his gun, but it is concealed. He has a special holster that goes on the inside of his pants. He has his badge that shows at all time, but you really can't see his gun. And then he always wears a long jacket, sweater, something. He never walks around. You do not ever want to be walking around with your gun, even if you're a cop, because if you're off duty, you don't have your vest, you don't have your radio, your badge is not going to save your life. And people get all crazy about it. And so it's always hidden. You never see it. I forget half the time he has it. And recently, New Year's Eve, we were in the city. We were in a nasty part, walking toward the Symphony Hall. And believe me, I am certainly glad that I'm walking arm in arm with my husband because nobody is going to do anything to us. Well, fighting it's war, isn't it worded fighting against foreign enemy? Right, yeah. Well, look at what just happened in Philadelphia. Police officer, the guy fired 13 rounds, ambushed, execution style to this police officer in Philadelphia, shot him 3 times. This police officer, a 5-year veteran of the force, got out of the car and fired back. And this guy came up to him and fired in the name of Allah, and I am an ISIS follower or whatever he said. And that's foreign, domestic, wrong in every way you can imagine. And then the mayor of Philadelphia came out and said it is not a representation of any of the Islam or Muslim. And then the captain of the police department, the press said, "What did he say?" And the captain said, he said, "I am a member of Islam. I represent ISIS. I did this in the name of Allah. This is my belief. This is my religion. This is what I'm bringing to this country." So the mayor needs to have a gun to his head. Don't know. He was just a 5-year veteran, which is quite young to be, you know, you're out there on the streets 5 years. That's not a lot of time. My husband's 19 years, but he was sitting in his squad car last night. I don't know what time. And the guy just walked execution style. I'm tired of the political correctness and the Muslims. Far more cops have been killed this year than unarmed black men. But before we had our caller and we were talking, so we were talking about the political candidate. So which political candidate has been talking about China and North Korea, warning us of these terrorist attacks, warning us about these Syrian immigrants, and thanking our police officers? The only one I know who's thanked every time he does an appearance, he thanks the police. Yep, their man. I heard Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio talking yesterday, and he was talking about, you know, our Navy is 100 years old. It's so outdated. We really need to spend money on updating our military. And, you know, China landed supposedly a transport plane, you know, a passenger plane on these islands they've created, which is not, they're not supposed to be there. They're not supposed to do this. And they asked him, what would you do? And he said, I would have every naval ship out there. I would have all of our planes out there. I would put it back on China to say, okay, we back off, or, you know, and then really start to work with the Japanese, because they have a very sophisticated Navy. I mean, it really started to make me realize, again, this country is in such sad shape. Our Navy is so dilapidated. Every branch of it, we're, you know, it's just, and I also read somewhere that when I was reading about the same situation with China, and they basically, you know, with Russia taking over Crimea, they've got 12 months of a free lunch because they know Obama's not going to do anything. I know, but think of all the fun we'd miss out between if we could just blink our eye. I mean, I'm wondering if we'll get invited. Maybe we can cover the inauguration. Yeah. Get me on the guest list. I just lost my train of thought. What I was thinking about was, I think I mentioned to you early in the week that Donald Trump has got to capitalize on this Benghazi movie that's coming out. It's coming out January 15th, 13 hours. I've seen two interviews with the three men that, what they went through, and have totally on camera on these interviews called Hillary Clinton a blatant liar. And she lied to those families at Dover Air Force Base with those caskets with the flags draped over them, telling them that it was all about a video. Donald Trump needs to get those families and do a commercial and he's got to capitalize on this. He's got to capitalize on the fact she's going to get indicted. It's coming. Even a sort source of mine in D.C. says it's coming. I think it's coming a lot sooner, and she's just not going to be able to run with this hanging over her head. I think it's coming a lot sooner. Not going to happen. Well, Donald Trump is flipping Reagan Democrats. They say he's going to win New York, and they say he's going to win New Jersey. That is. So that's two of the most liberal. That's almost as liberal as California. Well, no, Rahm Emanuel is going to go down in disgrace with this latest controversy that he's involved in, and that's going to be a huge slap in the face to the Democrats. Mm-hmm. And especially with Christie being the governor of New Jersey and Trump takes it. But you know, look at what Trump has done for New York and New Jersey. Those are his hometowns. That's his home state. He's done, look at the rebuilding, the jobs he's provided and created, the economy, what he did, just what he's done to New York City itself. I don't think him and Kuskis get along because I'm sure there's been business deals that have, you know, they've butted heads. But, you know, they're saying that Donald Trump is going to bring out people that have never voted. You and I talked earlier that we've never seen anything like this since Reagan. This mass, you know, he had an event in, I think, New Hampshire. They had 25,000 people show up. They had to send 12,000 people home that they couldn't fit in the arena. Yes, you should have seen the line of people. I mean, you can't make that stuff up. I'm sorry, Hillary's not drawing that. And and the Democratic, and they're not coming up with a tenth of what Trump is. I'm getting very close to calling him. I think he's going to get the nomination. I'm pretty sure he's going to get the nomination. Well, let's hope that China and North Korea and the rest of the world just keeps misbehaving and proving, well, if we get a nuclear bomb in Hawaii, which is what Korea is claiming, they've got one that's going to reach Hawaii, I think people are going to wake up. Well, it would be a heck of a lot worse than 1941. So what are your any resolution this year, Bob? Yeah, and I'm honored to say that I'm on from 2:30 Pacific time to 3:00 with Clint Bellows out of Nebraska and on iHeartRadio, and he has invited me now to be a weekly guest, and he just makes me feel so good about myself. He's so wonderful. We talked about the markets today, and he is a former Californian, and he loves to hear about what's going on in the state. So I'm just thrilled that our little show has taken us to where we've been. And again, we've got a great publicist, so we have very big plans, lots of people that we'd like to bring on. Who's a guest you'd like to have on this year, Bob? I can make that happen. Yeah, I can. And did you see that Joe Montana was just not named the best athlete ever? Yeah. I'm not interested. I know it's bad, but I have a good Joe Montana story I'll tell one day. I met him one night when I was out. I'll tell it one day. You have to remind me. But I met him when I was underage in a bar. Haven't seen it yet, but my son has had many concussions, two of which he was ambulanced off the field. both in high school, never in college, but my son swears that he does not have the memory he used to have prior to his concussion. My son, he's played since he was 8 years old, and yeah, it's very scary. And let me tell you, he at one point thought he was Indiana Jones. He came off the field, and he thought that he told the trainer his name was Indiana Jones, and he could answer every single question, the date, the time, where he was. And she said, "What is your name?" And he said, "My name is Indiana Jones." And she said, "I need your helmet." And we took him to the hospital. And from that day on, every time he took to the field, the band would play dun 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 dun. Well, no, it was funny. But yeah, it's a very serious thing. And they said that Frank Gifford, Kathy Lee came out and said that he did suffer from dementia due to football. Yeah. Yeah, well, and he committed suicide. Yeah. Okay. Okay, well, we've got like 40 seconds, Bob. So let's say goodbye and let's get Jerry Rice. He won't be hard for me to get at all. And Happy New Year. Great new show. Happy New Year to all of the listeners. You sound great. And goodbye to Southern California. Thanks for joining us today on California Connection on Blog Talk Radio. Bye-bye.